A team of bird biologists is challenging the claim that the ivory-billed woodpecker was spotted in an Arkansas swamp. The ivory bill was long thought to be extinct. Then last year, a team organized by Cornell University and the Nature Conservancy made several sightings of what they strongly suspected was the ivory bill. They caught the bird on videotape, and they concluded it could only be the ivory bill. But the challengers say the bird on the video is a common cousin. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The Cornell University team that claims to have discovered the woodpecker in Arkansas expected to be challenged. After all, the videotape of the bird lasts only 4 seconds, and it's blurry. Before they published their claim in the journal Science this year, the big question they had to answer was, could that bird have been another kind of common woodpecker, the pileated? They're both big and look similar, but the markings on the wings are distinctly different. Lengthy analysis of the video, along with several other sightings, convinced the team the bird could only be an ivory bill. But Richard Prum's not convinced. He's an ornithologist at Yale University who got his first look at the video last May.
We certainly don't come to the same conclusions as the authors of the original paper.
Beyond that, Prum isn't saying much until his analysis is published.
We submitted our paper to Public Library of Science Biology, which is an open access journal, so that the material would be available for free over the web to anybody interested in the topic once it's been published. But until it's published, we really can't comment on the details.
One of Prum's co-authors on the paper did confirm that they firmly believe the bird in Arkansas is actually a pileated woodpecker. Prum's skepticism has not shaken the confidence of the Cornell team. Tim Gallagher of the university's Laboratory of Ornithology was a co-author on the Science paper. He's also written a book about the search.
You know, this is all part of the scientific process. You publish a paper and people respond to it, and we welcome that. We are still completely confident that the bird we identified was an ivory-billed woodpecker.
Gallagher notes that for decades, birders and scientists have claimed to have seen the ivory bill but never had solid proof and were dismissed. He says that's raised the level of skepticism and led the Cornell team to go over the video thousands of times.
When you see the bird flying away, you never see a dark trailing edge on the wings, which is the key ID. An ivory-billed woodpecker, the trailing edge of the wings is white.
This is a debate that won't be settled until there's more evidence. The discovery team plans to return to Arkansas in the fall to look for the bird again. And Gallagher says Cornell already has other evidence, including thousands of hours of audio tape from the Arkansas swamps, that could contain distinctive raps and calls of an ivory bill. At Yale, Prum says he has not seen any of that. He's basing his analysis only on what appeared in the Science paper. That analysis has been submitted, but a spokesperson for the PLOS Journal says they have not accepted it yet. If they do, Cornell's team is expected to rebut it, as the scientists lock horns, conservation groups, and the government are still planning to spend millions to protect the big woods of Arkansas where the bird was seen. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.